You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me twice a month for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Let's get inspired. In this episode, we get to listen to Eddie and Melissa's dynamic conversation about seven key areas of leadership to be an energized and strong leader. I'm pleased to introduce them as guests on this episode of Drop of Inspiration. I'll turn it over to you, Eddie.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eddie Silcock. In today's episode, I'm delighted to be joined by a lady many of you know well, a well-respected crown diamond in the Young Living organization, a lady who's well-known for sharing her passion for Young Living essential oils and how it can impact the life of you and your family. Please welcome Melissa Pepping. Hi, Melissa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing today, Eddie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us. I know how busy you are. Now, we're going to be discussing Melissa's seven key areas of leadership to transform you and your life. But before we do that, Melissa, I know many people know you so well. We also have many new Young Living members who may not have had the chance to meet you yet. So can you just tell us how long you've been involved with Young Living? And really, more importantly, what is your why?
Well, Eddie, you know what? A lot of people don't know this about me, but I actually got started in Young Living. I smelled my first essential oil in 1998.
Wow.
When I was five. No. And, you know, I became so interested in what they could do and everything they were, you know, were capable of doing. And so I became a member in 2000. But I was a total closet user. I didn't know how to share. I didn't know what sharing meant. I don't even think I knew that people shared this, that there was anything involved with it. So I only started building my business in 2010. And I like to give that timeline because I like to remind people, don't overlook the people who've been in your organization for 10 years just because they're not sharing, because you literally could be overlooking a $1 million leg.
Absolutely. That's really good advice. Now, thinking about that and your own personal journey, and now with 2016 and a new year ahead, what's your driving force? What's your why right now?
Well, the whole reason that I got involved in building a business in Young Living is because I needed more time with my family. I wanted to be the one to raise my children. And I didn't want to, you know, go to work in a traditional setting and have to leave them. And so I was really struggling to find something that was going to work and financially support us and still give me a sense of purpose. And so my whole reason for wanting to, you know, build my business was really, it was about me being able to spend more time with my kids. The gorgeous part that came with it is that I got to show moms how to do the same thing. So at the core of my why every single day, what drives me and gets me going is knowing that there are more kids out there that are going to get to spend all the time with their parents, with their family. It's giving families time, and there's no price tag you can put on that. You just can't ever get that back.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. And I think I've only been with Young Living a short time, but to me, it's a family. And what you described as your why there is all about the family. And I love it. And thank you for sharing that. And I think, you know, I've seen you talking on many occasions. I've heard many of your recordings and your shows, and you really are all about sharing and sharing great ideas and leadership skills, and not just within your own organization, but across the whole Young Living organization. So I just want to really, you know, focus that in and talk about, you have the seven key leadership areas, which I think are really insightful. And I would love for you to share that with our listeners. So if you could share the seven key areas, that would be really great.
Absolutely. These are kind of the seven core pieces that when you first get into leadership and you know that you want to build a strong organization, these are seven key areas that I really want you guys to just focus on to make sure that you're strong in each of these areas, because it's going to help you be a strong, passionate, unstoppable leader. And let's just start right off the bat with getting excited. You know, how many times do you go to a store, you go to a restaurant, or you see people out and about, and they just have this gloom and doom look on their face, or you're surrounded by people that are, as we call, wet blankets. There's people that no matter what, you can't get them happy. Well, as a leader, you need to exemplify happiness. You need to be the one that brings it. So get excited. people are attracted to happy, excited people. So if you want to have that magnetic influence and you just want people to flock right to you, you've got to be the happiest one in the bunch. And after all, what are we representing in Young Living? We're representing a happy, healthy lifestyle. So that's why I like to start with this. Get excited, get passionate. If you don't get excited, people will not want what you are selling. People are attracted to happy, excited people. The other great thing about that is, hey, birds of a feather flock together. So if you're going to be a happy, excited person, guess what kind of people you're going to attract into your circle? And I think that with that happiness and with that passion, it will help you develop a strong conviction for what you are doing. And I know that a lot of times, you know, people always come up to me and they're like, yeah, how do I talk to someone if they're really, you know, they're just giving me a hard time, or they're, you know, they're not believing in what I'm doing, or they're almost, you know, people are almost bullying. Like, they make you feel, you know, embarrassed or odd that, you know, this is what you're doing for a career. I've never had that happen to me, Eddie. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because I've always had this strong passion and excitement and conviction. Who can go up against that? If you are so crazy passionate and excited about what you're doing, no one's going to question it. No one's going to make you defend it. And that's just going to build your strong conviction in what you are doing. And it gives you this amazing confidence.
Wow. Okay. That's really cool. So the next leadership area?
The second piece is, pay attention. Just pay attention to the people around you. And pay attention to those that have what it is that you want. If you want to be happy, successful, motivated, driven, then you better be surrounding yourself with happy, successful, motivated, driven people. Because if you don't like the wet blanket, don't be hanging around the wet blanket, or you too will become that. Because again, birds of a feather flock together. It's just this simple. Okay, if you want to grow and gain and advance, then you must surround yourself with people who want to grow, gain, and advance. And just make sure that the people that you're surrounding yourself with don't have a quit mentality. They don't have a victim mentality. You want to seek out and find the people that have the victor mentality. You know, guys, you heard me talk all the time about those three most powerful circles that you could ever draw in your entire life. Now is the time to get out the pen and paper, draw the circles, and make sure that you are holding close to you those that inspire you and keep you motivated and excited. And that's such a crucial part of your leadership, because you become the sum total of the five people you surround yourself with. So pay attention to who you're surrounding yourself with.
Wow, that's so simple and yet so brilliant.
The third piece, and it really is, I think, the most important piece, is your why.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, you have to make a decision to get out of bed and stay out of bed, or get back in bed. Every morning, you need to make the decision to either go after your dream or make another excuse. Every single morning, you are the only one equipped with the power to make that decision. And every single day, you're going to choose the influences and the environment around you that will affect your decision making. And if your why is strong and your why is solid, there's going to be no question about which one you're going to choose. When you can close your eyes and imagine, and so many people have a hard time, well, what's my why? What's my why? If you close your eyes and just imagine for a minute that all the bills are paid, the money in the bank account is flowing over, you have no financial worries, none. There's no time worries. There's nothing pulling you this way or pulling you that way. You have arrived. Now, when you think about that moment, what are you doing? When your eyes are closed and you picture yourself in that moment, who is around you? Who is surrounding you? Are you with family? Are you doing charitable work? Are you doing missionary work? Are you leading and inspiring and growing others? when you can close your eyes and visualize that, and that's where you are in that moment of all that financial and time freedom, you just found your why. That's what's driving you. That's where your heart wants to be. Eddie, I am so passionate about people needing to find their why that I actually will not coach people if they do not have a why that extends beyond themselves. So if somebody comes to me and says, well, my why is, you know, I want to make, you know, X amount of dollars per month within the next 12 months, I won't work with that person if they can't tell me why they need it. Because the why will get you up every single morning. It will push you through every single obstacle. I call it your full metal jacket. It will get you through any brick wall. It drives you that hard.
Yeah, your comments about why, I know people really struggle with that. So I think what you just shared there and how they can think about it, that's really powerful.
Now, the next piece of this, I love this piece because so many people get so hung up on needing to know the details of everything. I need to know all the chemical constituents. I need to know all the farm facts. I need to know all the dates. I need to know the timeline. I got to get all this information. But you know what, guys? It's just as simple. Facts tell, stories sell. When you're talking to other people about essential oils and sharing Young Living, you know what they want to hear? They want to hear your story. They want to hear what it did for you. They don't want to hear the bottling process or the farm process. They want to know how you, as a parent, are using essential oils in your home. And they want to know what it's done for you. All the details come later. But just remember that facts tell, stories sell. And when you put together your story, start with why. Don't start with, this is Young Living, that's the most incredible essential oils in the world. That we know is true. But don't start with that. Start with your why. So when I tell my story, when I have my story put together, it sounds a lot like, you know, after the birth of our first child in 2005, I knew that it was my responsibility as a mom to find the best things in the world for my children. And that included what we were using in our home, what I was putting on my children, the way that I was caring for them. It just all of a sudden became my top priority, and I knew that this is what I had to do. And as I was out looking for the best and the greatest, you know, I knew that something better was out there. I just didn't know what it was, and I didn't know how to find it. And I started experimenting a little bit with this and a little bit with that, and all of a sudden I was making my own bath soaks. I was making my own kitchen cleaners, and I was making my own baby massage oils. And I felt so amazing and so powerful as a mom to be able to do this. And I knew that what I was doing for my child was the best thing in the world I could possibly be doing. It was the most gorgeous feeling. And I'm so glad that Young Living Essential Oils allowed me to do that. They provide the most pristine essential oils in the world for me to be able to care for my family. And I know they can do the same for you. So when I meet people and I give my intro, it sounds a lot like that if I'm talking to young moms. I start with why. Start with why and let your story tell it. It pulls people in. It gets them thinking about being in that exact situation, that exact position. And it gets them excited because they see themselves as that mom. They see themselves doing all those things. My next piece of it is, as you're talking to people, don't provoke objections. This is the one thing that just makes people get shot down so quick. And they're so afraid to get back up. You guys, I get it. You know what? It's hard to hear the word no. You're so excited about Young Living and you're so excited about what you have and what you're doing that you can't wait to tell your sister. You can't wait to tell your aunt. You can't wait to tell your mom. Oh, it's painful when you hear the word no, when you are so excited to share with these people. So stop getting into conversations where you're provoking objections. Instead, learn to talk in a manner that gets you into this amazing conversation right off the get-go. I use a method called form. So when I'm talking to, let's say if I'm talking to family and I'm excited for them to, you know, come to a class or come to an event, or I'm trying to, you know, introduce essential oils to them, I start off really, you know, just slow and low. If I'm meeting someone new and I'm out and about and I'm trying to start a conversation with someone new for the first time, then I use a method called form, F-O-R-M. You can get into conversations with total strangers and have an amazing conversation if you use this method. F stands for family. Ask them something about their family. Do you notice a wedding ring? Ask them if they have children. Maybe you're at a checkout line and you see a picture of a child on their cash register. Can you ask them if it's their child? Do something to get them talking about family. O is for occupation. Get them talking about their job. Now, I love using the cashier at the checkout as an example because you're just standing there anyway in that awkward moment, right? Like, do I say something to them? Do I talk to them? I'm going to be here for about 5 minutes. Get them talking about their job. Say something like, gosh, these must be long hours now with the holidays. You're on your feet all day. Get them talking about their occupation. R is for recreation. Ask them what their hobbies are. Ask them what they like to do for fun. And then you can go into your message. And it's always great because when you get into that form method, they'll automatically now ask you something about your family or your job or what do you do for a living. And when you deliver your message, let's back up a few steps and go back to that story, because that's when you can deliver that story.
Wow, that's so authentic. And I really appreciate you sharing that.
This is a big one, you guys. Number six. Make the commitment, okay? Make a commitment to yourself to become a professional, earning a professional income. If you can just get it in your head right now that this is not a hobby, if you want to build a massive young living success, if you want to have epic success, then stop treating it like a hobby. You are a professional earning a professional income. Eddie, I remember the day that I made executive. And this is so funny. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to share this. My goal was to get out of the rank of executive so fast. Do you know why? Because when I had Young Living Executive as my title, I'm like, are people going to think I work at corporate? Because it says Young Living Executive. Like, I've got to bust past this rank and get right to silver, because this is just going to confuse people and it's going to be conversations I don't want to have. They're going to think I stopped building my Young Living business to become a Young Living Executive when that was just a rank. Now, I know it seems silly, but hey, it works because I made silver 3 months after that. So you got to do what drives you. But I remember that moment thinking, this is my career. I am an executive in Young Living. This is my career. And from that moment, Eddie, I really spent a lot of time thinking every single day, what would a diamond be doing today? How would they be spending their day? If a diamond was going to go uptown to the grocery store, what would they wear? When they walked into the store, how would they greet people? How would they be viewed in the community? Now, I had in my mind this image of, you know, like you're the mayor of the town and you walk in and you're saying hi to everyone and you're making small talk conversation. And that's what I started doing. I wanted to make sure that every single day I was acting like a professional, that people would know that I was associated with Young Living and they were going to know that I was so proud of this and it was a professional career. And I really do truly believe that's how the pieces fell together so quickly for me in such a small town. I'm in a town of 85 people. So to have an organization of almost 18,000 members in a town of 85 people, you have to have magnetic influence. You just have to. And so for me, it really worked every single day to just ask myself, what would a diamond be doing today? How would they structure their day? How would they treat this like a professional career? Because if you treat it like a profession, you get paid like a professional. But if you treat it like a hobby, you're going to get paid like a hobby. And I had to make that decision real fast in the beginning. And I knew I wanted to be earning a professional income. And with that, I just want to say, dress for the job you want, not the job you have. I know that it's, you know, I know that it's easy if you work from home just staying your PJs all day. I actually have a rule. Pajamas are not allowed past 9 a.m. You've got to get dressed. And Periscope holds me accountable to that because I am not doing a Periscope in my pajamas. It's not happening. So get up every morning. Girls, get cute for you. I know it's just easy to throw your hair up in a ponytail and not put on any makeup and not, you know, get dressed and not get cute. It's amazing what it does for you, for your confidence, for your self-esteem. Just get cute for you. It doesn't matter if it's not for anyone else, but it's for you. And it makes a huge, huge difference. And my last piece is kiss. Keep it simple for success. Every single day I see people overcomplicate it. And the bottom line is, it's just not anything to complicate. Look, there are a lot of people who have succeeded before you. All you have to do is do what they did and put your own special twist on it. Hey, I know everyone is not about high heels, diamonds, and fast cars. That's me. That's my thing. Throw a little bit of pink on it. But I'm following the same format that the other veteran leaders have done, and I've learned from them. You know, I remember when I first started trying to figure out how to do this business, I reached out to my sponsor. I asked her all of her pearls of success. And Star Marae was a huge, huge support for me. And then I started reaching out and contacting other veteran leaders in the company and asking them if they would share any pearls of wisdom. And I know it was a huge honor, you know, for them to get that phone call and to be able to share their pearls of wisdom as well. And to this day, I still help as many as I can, you know, through whatever format that I can so that they can learn, you know, the basic tools and the foundation for it as well. But it really just comes down to keeping it simple. Keep it simple for success. Don't overcomplicate it.
I love keeping it simple for success, but I have to be honest, I think that every single step you've given has been very simple and very easy. So very easy thoughts for people to follow.
Those are my 7 key areas to focus on for leadership. Pretty easy, pretty basic.
You know, Melissa, this is... I have to say, just first of all, that's very, very inspiring. I think there's so many things to recap on, but I will say this, that just the energy in your voice is intoxicating. I have to tell you, because you talk about energy and being excited at the beginning, every single point, even when you were talking about serious things like your why, the energy and authenticity in your voice is really energizing for me. And, you know, it's quite funny as you're talking about this, I'm literally surprised I'm still in the studio. I was about to go out and just run across the field outside because I'm so, you know, the things that you've said have instilled in me an energy, which I hope the listeners are feeling as well. So I really am inspired by what you've said and the simplicity of what you've said as well. Now, a couple of other questions, I think, because whenever I hear you all the time, your energy and your style, as I say, has got that sort of level of inspiration and love of life. How do you know? And obviously, people will be asking, can you be consistently like that? So just, can you share with us, how do you find inspiration for both yourself and your team?
I go and hide on the bad days.
Is that right? Yeah, is that the day you wear your PJs, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Those are the days I don't turn on Periscope. You know what, guys? You have to have that certain, you know, je ne sais quoi. But I'm human. I have bad days. I have days that, you know, I get emotional and I get worked up. I have days where I feel like I'm the worst leader in the world. I have days where I have to ask myself, am I doing this right? There are days you will always have that. But idle hands do the devil's work. I know that the minute my brain goes stagnant, the minute I go idle, that's when worry sets in. That's when, you know, fear and doubt set in. And it's my internal reminder, and it's taken many years to program myself to know this, that the minute I start to feel those things, I have to have something that triggers the, hey, get off your butt and go find something to do. So it's really about staying active. And I recently just got a treadmill to put in the office because, you know, if I'm going to sit here and all of a sudden I'm worrying about, God, did I do this right? Did I do that right? Should I be doing this? I'll get up and go walk on the treadmill for 15 minutes and, you know, just clear my head, you know, get the endorphins going. I'll go oil up. I have, you know, a leader success protocol I do with my oils. And I just, to stay inspired, I have to look at all the people around me. And it gets so overwhelming sometimes, the emails, the cards, the gifts, and just the words that people say. I had no idea when I started this that I would accidentally impact so many people. And so when I'm having those days where I just want to throw in the towel, I have this big box in every single email. I kid you not. Every email, every card. I just had to get a bigger box. It all goes in this box. And I'll just dig deep and I'll take out a random note and it'll be a message from some mom or a husband or a grandma. Just someone who didn't have anyone that believed in them. And because of something I said sparked some bit of confidence in them. And nothing pulled me out of that really crappy space as quick as all of you guys. It's why I do what I do.
Wow.
And so to stay inspired, it's not anything that I can do for myself, but everyone listening does for me.
No, I think that's so powerful. I mean, your comments, first of all, about taking time out, I think generally human beings don't do that. They tend to feel, you know, the ability to take time away yourself and step away. And whether it's the treadmill, whether it's taking out to go and use oils, or whether it's just to go away and spend time with the family and breathe, it's not something we generally do. So I think that's great advice. But as well as that, just the looking around you and feeling blessed. And also, as you impact lives, really taking a moment and stopping and thinking about how powerful that is when life is busy, I think is incredible advice. And I can just hear the emotion in your voice as you're saying that. So really appreciate you sharing that. And you mentioned earlier about being unstoppable. I mean, what does that mean to you to be unstoppable? What does that look like?
Eddie, there are so many people that will come into your path and try to stop you. And I think that as an entrepreneur, as someone that's driven for success, you know, it's amazing how many people try to stop you. And to have the power in yourself, to have the ability to, number one, not care what someone else thinks. You know, I did a broadcast last night on my radio show about, you know, who picked out your house? Who picked out your Christmas gifts? Who put them on your credit card? Who's the one who decided to get a new vehicle? You did. Nobody else did. You did. So you're responsible for those decisions. And now you have to do something about those decisions. Who's responsible? Who picked your dream? Who picked your goal? Who's the one who decided you wanted to become a Royal Crown Diamond or a silver or a gold or whatever it is? You decided that. So it's your job. It's your responsibility. You've got one responsibility. Protect your dream, protect your why. And so to become unstoppable means it doesn't matter what someone else thinks. It doesn't matter someone else's excuse. Eddie, the brain can't tell the difference between fact or fiction. So if you want to become unstoppable, start feeding your brain truths like you are amazing. You've got this. You are epic. You're driven for success. You have all the tools and resources at your disposal. Success is around the corner. But too often we become stopped in our tracks because we listen to the mindsets or opinions of others. And it's one of the most dangerous things you can do. So every single morning when I make those decisions, am I going to get out of bed or am I going to get back into bed? Am I going to work towards my goals or am I going to make an excuse? I become unstoppable every time I make a decision that moves me one step closer to my goal, one step closer to leaving this legacy for my family. It's when you can become so driven in that manner and you know that it's your responsibility to protect your dream, protect your goal, you automatically become unstoppable. You just have to remember it doesn't matter what other people think. Those are their fears, their limitations, and their worries. That's for them to have. It's not for you to have.
Wow, once again, another very inspiring and insightful answer. I'm writing notes down furiously as you're talking now. The final question, I think in terms of just all the beautiful things you said today, though, but I know you mentioned a lot about living a life and how you actually live the life with your family. But how do you live your life by design? What does that look like for you?
Eddie, it's easy to think that the life you have to live is the life you were given at birth. And all of us are at birth are given the same slate. We can do whatever we want to do with it. I think that all of the circumstances, good or bad, that come into your life are just things that are meant to condition you for your, if you believe you have a purpose-driven life, then all of those obstacles, all of those things that come into your path really are just things to condition you to get to your purpose. Eddie, I did not have a good life growing up. My parents got divorced when I was a very young age. Neither one of them wanted to be parents. I got shuffled from here to there and everywhere. You know, in fact, I remember, you know, 5 years old, I had an aunt that would tell me nobody loved me, nobody wanted me, and everyone's life would have been better if I never would have been born. 5 years old, and those were the words that were told to me over and over and over again. Far and few between were the words of you are loved, you are special, you are talented, you are creative. And so I had, you know, I could have grown up believing I was worthless, but I always knew there had to be something more to life. There's no way that God would put me here to live this kind of life. So every day you can make decisions. Every single day you can make a decision to be the victim or be the victor. I realized from a very young age, there was so much more to life. What kind of life did I want to have? What kind of life did I want to live? And I still see so many of my family members who grew up in that same environment, you know, believe that they weren't carved out for anything great. I chose to believe different, and I started to become very selective at the things that came into my life so that I could design a life I loved, the life I deserved. And every single person has the power and the ability to do that. You just have to decide, do you want to be a victim or do you want to be a victor? My town, Eddie, last year was rated the poorest city in the entire state of Minnesota. I had a decision to make. Was I going to become that or was I going to do something about it? Now, I know that you know the income levels of the different ranks. So it's quite astonishing to think what can be created in such a small town with such little resources. You just have to be determined. You have to believe you are destined to do something great with your life. And you have to be really selective at who you surround yourself with. And those are all key pieces in how you can design a life that you love and a life that you deserve.
Melissa, I have to say, in my role, I have the privilege to meet a lot of people and talk to some very, very talented leaders. I say you're one of the most inspiring and talented people I've actually had the privilege to talk to. This has been an absolute delight, by the way.
Eddie, thank you so much for saying that.
Well, I think, you know, just to our listeners out there, this is about, you know, we talk about a drop of inspiration and really, you've been very dynamic today, Melissa, but I really just want to say, I know how busy you are and how much, you know, of your time you give to your Young Living business and all the members in your teams, and you are just out there sharing and supporting everybody. So thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute honor.
Thank you so much for asking me. You know, I want to be the best ambassador that I can possibly be for Young Living, and that includes helping as many people as I can possibly help. So thank you for creating a platform like this where many people can listen and many people can learn at once, along with the other platforms that I have available for people.
No, thank you. It's a privilege for you to be a part of this.
Thank you, Eddie and Melissa, for this great conversation. We learned about leadership, finding inspiration, and helping others grow. I know I'm going to look for ways to infuse these core leadership areas into my life. This is Drop of Inspiration, and I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Join us next time.